Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Somebody praise the Lord again one more time. Come on. Lift up the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Do you love the Lord this morning?
Yeah.
I said, do you love the Lord this morning? Glory. Hallelujah. You know I do. He's brought me so far. He's done so much for me. He's kept me alive when the devil has tried and tried and tried repeatedly to kill me, to take me out. 9 car accidents in 7 days. Hallelujah. Back when I was younger. Glory to God. Drug overdose at the hands of my buddies. Hallelujah. I should have died. Heart attacks, kidney failure, cancer, but through all of it, He was there for me. And you know what else? Come on, somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Do you know what else? He's not just there for me. He's there for every one of you. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be reading from 3 different scriptures. I hope Max has got them all ready for you. I said, I hope. Glory to God. I'm going to be reading first from John 1:1. I love this scripture. Well, I love it all, but this is one of my favorites. I know I ain't said that much. Amen. And if you're capable of standing, please honor the reading of God's Word by standing for the reading of the Word. Hallelujah. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Then I'm going to verse 14. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And then John 16:33b. In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen? Amen. Would you please stretch your hands this way and pray for me this morning? I need a touch from the Lord. I really do. My Father God, my most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I do love and praise you today, dear God, and I thank you for your touch that I feel moving over my body. I thank you, dear Lord, for your anointing that's in this house. I thank you, dear God, for your love and grace and mercy, for writing our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. I praise and magnify you, O Lord, because you are a mighty God and because you sent forth your word to heal me. Praise be unto the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, now touch and anoint this word today. Touch this message. Touch and anoint me today, dear God, and allow me to bring forth this word with the holy unction, with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Father, anoint me such that I would bring it, such that it would glorify your name and magnify you, dear Lord, in the ears of all of these and on the ears of all of those who are within the sound of my voice on live stream and radio. And Father, oh, hallelujah, let it go up into the throne room of God and glorify you. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I praise and magnify your name. And let all those, dear Lord, who can hear this word, let them receive it. Let them be strengthened by it. Let them grow from it. And let their soul and spirit be nourished by this word. In Jesus' name, I thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. Thank you so much for praying for me. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you know it, but I've been going through some personal struggles the past 3 weeks, and they've been kind of difficult. But I ain't confessing them. As a matter of fact, I confess them being defeated. And I'm going to confess it like it's been done already. Hallelujah. About Wednesday, might have been Tuesday or Wednesday, I had just finished my evening prayers and I was laying down to go to sleep. And the instant I closed my eyes, I saw this disc. A white disc. It was Tuesday night. A white disc, and on the disc was the pentagram, the five-pointed star, and it turned into the goat's head. And that disc started flying at me, coming at me like it was going to cut me in half. It was a little white disc with that image on it. Now, I wasn't asleep. I wasn't dreaming yet. This was a vision from the Lord. And the instant that it started coming to me, just before it got to me, there was a bright flash of light. And then, I don't understand why it happened this way, but it did. You know how when you send a text message, there's a little white bubble with your words in it? That flash of light happened and there was a little text bubble in front of me. And in that text bubble, scripture after scripture after scripture was flying through it so fast it was a blur. I could see that it was scripture. I knew it was the word of God. And I knew that God was saying, I sent forth my word to cover and protect you. And at that exact moment, I thought about Brother Bob singing that song. That's why I asked him to sing it this morning. Hallelujah. Because the word of God came to me in such a, and it wasn't just one scripture. It wasn't just two or three. It was almost like the entire word of God was flying through that little speech bubble in front of me. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the living God. There is a word for you for every situation that you're going through. Can I get an amen in the house?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you ever been into a place or a situation in your life where you were trapped and you couldn't get out? Or you might have been like me, alcoholic, addicted to drugs, all kinds of things, and you were trapped and you couldn't get out. You know what I did? I called upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know, there's the Lord has a word in his scripture for every situation that you're going to go through. He's got a word for you in every situation. And if you need to, how many of you say, Brother Mac, I might need deliverance, or I have at some point in my life I've needed deliverance.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Luke 4:18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Come on, somebody. Have you ever needed God and he wasn't there? Not ever one time in my life have I needed him that he was not. Even, come on now, even before I was saved, even before I was a Christian, God had his hand on my life. And he was there to, he said, I'm here. God had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive. Do you know, they teach you in Alcoholics Anonymous and in Narcotics Anonymous, they teach you to say, I am an alcoholic or I am an addict. Yeah. Even though you're recovering, even though you don't go through it, they teach you to say that. I don't say that because I ain't an alcoholic anymore. I'm not an addict anymore. God delivered me on August 12th, 1983 at the Kinley Church of God. I got delivered from all my addictions. I didn't have to go through a 12-step program. I didn't have to go through anything. God himself poured out his deliverance on me. And he has allowed me to lay hands on folks and see them delivered as well. And he, because I brought forth the word that he gave me to see that deliverance. Hallelujah. Oh, this next one. This next one has got me all light lit up and fired up. Have you ever been in such a condition in your body, in your health situation, Brother Bob, that you needed God or you was going to die? Yeah. I got through telling it a while ago, all the things that the Lord brought me through, all the healings he brought me through. I'm going to tell you that most miraculous thing was my kidney failure, the 100%. I went through complete kidney failure. One kidney was dead and had been dead for months. And the other kidney went down, the function went down to 5%. I got put on dialysis. I went to the hospital for 3 weeks. I got put on dialysis for, what was it, 3-4 months, Renee? And at the end of that 4 months, the Lord sent out a word in the Holy Ghost to this church on a Sunday night in November and said to tell you, he said, I'm getting ready to show you who I am. I'm going to show you my power. And the next day, Sister Renee loaded me up in that truck and took me to go to dialysis. I'm going to tell you what, that whole time was the worst time in my life. I had to be wheeled around. I couldn't get around for myself. I couldn't do nothing for myself. I couldn't preach the gospel. Pastor Sarah was taking over the church for me. I couldn't do a thing. I was useless. I was less than useless. I was an invalid. Had to be taken care of. I ain't going to tell you the things Sister Renee had to take care of for me. But she wheeled me in that dialysis unit that day. And they said, Pastor Taylor, you can't take dialysis today. Dr. Hydrie wants to see you. And I know I've told it over and over again, and you might get tired of hearing it, but I don't get tired of saying it. And Sister Renee had to wheel me back out there and put me back in the truck. And let me tell you, it won't no easy task for her to get this 500-pound man back in that truck. And she got me back in that truck and drove me across town and got me out of it again. Wheeled me into Dr. Hydrie's office, sat around this nice 12-foot table with about 9 people sitting around it. They all was talking for about 45 minutes. And I finally cut them off and I said, wait a minute. Somebody tell me why we're sitting here. And Dr. Hydrie spoke up and said, well, Pastor, you don't have to have dialysis anymore because your kidneys have both started functioning again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5 said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Somebody say, are. We are healed. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be unto the living God. I know ain't nobody in here ever struggled over your children. Am I wrong? Apparently so, because I'm struggling over one of mine now. I am. And if I talk about my extended family, I'm troubled over several of them. I love them. I do. Even you, Mason.
Thanks.
But I'm troubled with them. I'm concerned about them. And I'm talking about terribly concerned. I stay up at night, lay awake at night, concerned about them. I can remember when Pastor Sarah was a baby. We were living in King. She was about 3 or 4 years old. We were living in King, North Carolina, and in the middle of the night, her fever spiked up to over 104. We had given her aspirin, we had given her the ibuprofen, we'd done everything we could think of. And the next thing we did, and it was the most terrible thing, because she did not like it, Sister and neighbor ran ice water in the tub and dumped her in it to bring that fever down. And then we got her fever down a little bit, and then we took her to the emergency room. But I'm going to tell you what, it's a terrible, terrible thing to be worried about your children and be worried about whether or not they're going to make it. It's a terrible thing. But you know what my Bible tells me in Isaiah 44:3? For I will pour out water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. Come on now. And y'all know the end of that story. Pastor Sarah's over there right now teaching children's church. Glory to God. It ain't going to be long before she's standing up here behind this pulpit again. We talked about it last week. She wants to preach some more. Y'all all right with that?
Amen.
Now, we live, huh? We live in some financially and economically strenuous times. Hallelujah. We live in a difficult time. Not only in this country, but the way the economy in this country goes, so goes the world. We lead the country, we lead the world in economy and structure. Hallelujah. When our economy tanks, so does theirs. So people all over the world are suffering in the economics. And I'm going to say this. Food prices have gone crazy. Any of y'all starving?
Nope.
All kinds of prices have gone nuts. Gas prices have gone nuts. Have y'all started walking? There are people who are starving and walking. You want to know why? Because they don't have the word. Hallelujah. Finances, Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody, say amen. And if you're worried about where your food's going, whether or not you're going to have something to eat, I have been young and now old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Somebody glorify God. Hallelujah. He is my God. He's my Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. Praise be unto the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Does that mean I ain't never lived tight? Sister Renee, you can remember these times. I remember living in Nashville. You were pregnant with Sarah. There weren't no groceries in the house, and we needed something to eat, and we were both broke. We run across times like that a lot in our lives. And I had bought her, a couple years earlier, I had bought her a little bubblegum machine to decorate the living room. And she had been feeding it, because it would take anything. It would take pennies, dimes, nickels, and quarters. And any piece of change she had, she was putting in it to get her some bubble gum. And we had emptied that thing 4 or 5 times. And it came down, and we needed food. We didn't have no food. And I'm going to tell you, Sister Renee, she don't respond to that kind of stress well. But that night she came and looked at me and smiled. She said, we ain't got no money, we ain't got no groceries. What are we going to do? I said, well, first thing we need to do is pray. So we got together, we prayed, and we prayed a simple little prayer. Lord, you're our provider. We love you. We trust you. We know you're going to provide. And this was the funniest thing. We both, when we got through praying, we looked up and we looked at that bubblegum machine. And we looked at each other and smiled. And I said, you thinking what I'm thinking? She said, yeah. I broke open that bubblegum machine and I took that change out of there. It was $13 and little change. And she looked at me and she said, I can make do with that. Y'all know Sister Renee, right?
Yeah.
that was 1989. That was, you know, $13 back then was $55 now. She took that $13 and bought us food for a few days. And she, we sat on the couch, scrounging in the bubblegum machine for pocket change to go buy groceries. And she looked at me and she smiled and she laughed and she said, God provided. I said, yes, he did. And you know something else? He said, I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. He's always going to provide a way for you if you're a child of God. Here's one that's my favorite. This is the one that I live by. This is the one that keeps me going. Do you know for sure that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Do you know for sure that if Jesus were to part the eastern sky right now, and let me tell you something, folks. Look at Israel. Look at the book of Revelation. It's playing out like it was mapped. You would look at the situation going out, going on at Israel, and you would think, well, look right there. Right there it is in Revelation. Just like it says. It's almost like it was scripted for them. Hallelujah. The end is coming up. He could split the eastern sky at any moment and call home his children. And those who are not prepared, would be left here without much hope at all. And there's people who say, I would stay here during the tribulation and I can make it to the end of that 7 years. But if you got to live through the tribulation, are you hoping to make it at the end of that tribulation? You've got to live absolutely sinless. No sin at all. To make it through that tribulation and get to heaven. Because God's Spirit won't be here anymore. He will have drawn His Spirit. And if you can't live absolutely sinless right now, when the Holy Spirit is here to touch you, to lift you up, to strengthen you, to empower you, what makes you think you're strong enough on your own? You're fooling yourself. Do you know what my word says about salvation? John 10 and 10. The thief cometh not but to kill and to steal and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life. And life more abundantly. When I say life abundantly, I'm not talking about just the blessings of riches and fame and things here on this earth. When the Lord's talking about life abundantly, He's not just talking about blessings He's going to pour out on you here. He's talking about life eternal in heaven. Because life in the throne, in the portals of glory, life there is abundant life beyond anything you could possibly imagine. Brother Matt, how do I get there? 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Well, Brother Mac, you don't know how bad my sin is. Not one of you was as bad as I was. You don't know. And I ain't going to tell you. Because some of it I could still be arrested for. Brother Mac, my sin's too bad. He can't forget my sin. Psalm 103 and 12 says, He can take your sin and cast it as far as the east is from the west, so far that He hath removed our transgressions from us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, dear God. Would you stand with me, saints? All over this house. Those who know me know that I was a youth and children's pastor and evangelist for 27 years before I became a senior pastor. And I used to preach on a children's level. Sometimes I still do. I used to preach on a children's level, and I would see people, grown people, coming to those kids' crusades, and I would see it when I would say something simple about the Word of God, they'd go, "That's what that means. That's what that means." And one of the things that I taught those children and those people over the years, I taught them the sinner's prayer. And I taught them how to remember how to do it. And this is how. I want you to show me your right hand. With your right hand, this sinner's prayer. This is a prayer of salvation. This is the only prayer that the sinner can pray that the Lord will hear. Because God says He does not hear the prayers of sinners. But this one He hears. This is the only prayer that a sinner can pray that God will hear and listen to. It's in five parts, and each part is identified by a finger. And I want you to repeat this after me. And as you repeat this after me, you watch it by live stream or listen by radio, you can do the same thing. I want you to repeat this after me and be serious in your heart and mean it. With your thumb, repeat after me. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know You're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know You're the Son of God.
I know You died on the cross for my sin.
I know You died on the cross for my sin.
You were raised again on the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me,
Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank You, Lord, for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank You, dear God, for giving me eternity and glory with You.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, a Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kid Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.